chatting with Steve Hall. Okay, here's my first question for you. If you ever watched the show Arrested Development, the comedy from years ago, do you know the guy on there, Steve Holt?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so for 4 years on Twitter, I've been calling you Steve Hall. So can I get you to start this interview by saying your name really quickly like it's one word?
Steve Hall.
That's okay. This I can pretty much quit now because that's really the moment I wanted. Yeah. How's it feel, a receiver? You know, it's like turn back the clock to freshman year, you and Nate playing pitch and catch. You know, deep balls and everything else. How's it feel?
I mean, it just feels like home. You know, safety was a great experience for me, and I learned a lot, and I really enjoyed playing that for this team and helping the team win games there. But being at offense is just kind of a different kind of comfort level for me. Especially with my knowledge of secondaries now from playing 3 years of safety, I feel even more comfortable there.
That was going to be my next question, is like, you seem to find that seam. You know, do you think playing safety helps you find that seam?
Because I can understand, you know, I understand DB's perspective and what they bite on, what their trigger points are, leverages that they hold, and I know what makes them uncomfortable versus those leverages, because I felt that uncomfort.
Sure.
So those are all things that I keep in my mind that I've really helped or tried to stress to the other receivers.
Sure.
When we watch film, just little things that they might not have paid attention to in the past. Mm-hmm. I have a different type of awareness for those things just because I played it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So I really try to work those leverages. I'm not the fastest guy out there. But I try to work it just to get a little bit more open.
Mm-hmm. Do you and Nate have conversations like, you know, you've run a couple of the same patterns, several. Is it to the point where you're like, I want the ball here or keep it here or, you know?
No, I'm never that guy to tell a quarterback, you know, hey, that one wasn't that good. Why don't you throw it over here?
Right.
You know, because, I mean, he's going to make throws that aren't perfect, and we understand that. It's our job to catch it no matter where it is. But that I think that today, especially with those catches I had today, just goes to show the chemistry that we've built. Because he can trust me in situations like that to kind of just throw the ball up, even if they're – like that first one I caught, that corner was underneath me, but he just kind of knew that I was going to go get it. So
sure.
That's just the chemistry that we have, and it's starting to show.
Yeah. Okay, talk about going to Nebraska. I mean, now you're headed to, you know, as a senior, do you feel like you're a leader? This first road game, some of these freshmen, you know, this is going to be wide-eyed because that's a crazy crowd there, you know. You feel like you can get the team prepared for a road game like that?
Yeah, I think that the great thing about this team this year is that there's not just one person we look to. I think this whole senior class and some underclassmen that are playing a lot right now, like Mason Monheim.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, guys really look to those guys to lean on, and the seniors are a lot more self-conscious about that. So the way they carry themselves in situations where they don't think anybody's looking is much different. And so I think that right now we just need to prepare the same way we have been, and when we get there, just to kind of go to work and not help people understand that you can't focus about outside distractions. At the end of the day, the same football field is at any stadium we play at.
I appreciate it, Steve. Yep. Thanks.